Welcome to God Cares for You, a series of radio broadcasts featuring Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches the truth of the Word of God in a simple and understandable way that is easy to apply to your everyday life. Here's Pastor Rory Clark.
Have you noticed? When you look around, do you see the lifelessness, the straying from joyous things and the adoption of dead things? As I walk through airports, I see a father sitting next to his young children. He's on the phone checking emails. The young children are playing video games. A missed opportunity to talk and to bond and to love. I see mothers in their minivans talking on the phone while the kids are watching movies in the back seat of the car. A missed opportunity to teach while the children want to learn. I see Facebook and other social media becoming a substitute for intimacy. We're like the frog in cold water. If you throw a frog in boiling water, they'll jump out immediately. If you put a frog in cold water and gradually turn up the heat, the frog will sit until he is soup, never noticing the changes in the temperature around him. So it is with humans. As God's enemy uses his relentless and insidious strategy to engineer the humanity out of us, stealing our peace and serenity, we seldom notice the subtle changes. The next thing you know, we are soup. We are lifeless. As we continue our study of Paul's letter to the Romans, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sovereign God of the universe, warns us to be on the alert in the matter of a dead lifestyle, the lifestyle of unbelief. Welcome to the program. Today's lesson, the consequence of unbelief. What a sad and joyous occasion it is to share the next passage of Paul's letter to the Romans with you. It is the conclusion of chapter 1. We begin the study with a quote from Thomas Paine, one of the founding fathers of the United States. He says, "A long habit of thinking that a certain thing is not wrong gives that thing the superficial appearance of being right." Thomas Paine was dubbed a political activist, an author, a political theorist, and a revolutionary. He was one of the people who inspired the thought that the United States colonies should be independent from Great Britain. In 1776, he published a work called Common Sense that challenged the authority, both of the British government and the British royal monarchy. The plain language that Paine used spoke well to the common people of the United States of America, and it was the first work to openly encourage independence from Great Britain. Our next passage in Romans chapter 1 addresses the thoughts of those who seek independence from God, those who believe Satan's lies about God, the atheist who says there is no God, the agnostic who says the truth of God cannot be known, the lascivious who say God's rules are oppressive and arbitrary, so we should rebel and break the rules, the rationalist who says there are many paths to get to God, or worse, all paths lead to God, the scholar who says the Bible is just a book written by humans with a lot of contradictions and it's out of date, the yeah but speculator who says, what if they never got the chance to know about Jesus Christ? The legalist who says, I can earn my way to heaven by my good deeds. The religious who say, our way is the only way to heaven, and too bad for all of you who don't follow us. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 is a pivoting verse in Paul's opening letter of the chapter. It closes out Paul's introduction to the Romans, and it takes us into a deep and dark tunnel of reality from which there is no escape. The tunnel lasts all the way through Romans chapter 3, verse 20. It's an indictment of the whole human race. It begins with a look at the consequence of unbelief. What if you know that the Lord Jesus Christ exists, that he is God, you have indeed heard about him through the gospel message, and you reject a relationship with him? Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, against all ungodliness and against all unrighteousness of men who are unbelievers, who suppress the truth of the gospel in unrighteousness. We have learned in our study so far that believers in Christ are neither ungodly, nor are they unrighteous, nor are they sinners. The Lord Jesus Christ makes it clear through the Bible that his work on the cross made his believers godly and righteous and saints. That's how the Lord sees you, believers in Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 introduces God's wrath, which is aimed at ungodliness and unrighteousness and sin. All creatures are born in a condition of spiritual death. We're born in union with Adam as unbelievers. And even though God loves unbelievers unconditionally, his wrath is directed towards sin. And Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through Romans chapter 3, verse 20 tells you why this is so. God's wrath is never aimed at believers in Christ. Instead, God's peace is the free gift directed toward those who believe in Christ. God has nothing against you. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we believers in Christ keep on having peace with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wrath is easy to understand. The United States judicial system has wrath. It's called prison. If you break the law, you go to jail. In its harshest form, the United States judicial system's wrath is the death penalty. All of us are under the laws of the land. If we keep the law, we have nothing to fear. If we break the law, there is a consequence. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 4 highlight the attitude we must have toward authority, like the Lord Jesus Christ and like law. Romans 13, 1, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those authorities which exist are established by God. Romans 13, 2, therefore whoever resists, whoever rebels against, whoever disobeys authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed the ordinance of God will receive condemnation upon themselves. Romans 13, 3, for rulers and authority are not a cause of fear for good behavior for those who obey the law, but rulers and authority are a cause of fear for evil for those who break the law. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, obey the law, and you will have praise from authorities. Romans 13, 4, for rulers and their authority is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, if you break the law, be afraid. For rulers and their authority do not bear the sword for you if you do nothing. For rulers and their authority is a minister of God, an avenger, who brings wrath on the one who practices evil, the one who breaks the law. We are all under a judicial system no matter where we live in the world. We are under it and we have to follow its laws. If not, there's a consequence. Similarly, as creatures, we are all under God, the Creator. We are all under God's laws. When we follow God's law, there's a reward for that choice. When we break God's law, there is a consequence for that choice. A simple example is the gospel message in John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life, the resurrection life. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see eternal life, the resurrection life. But the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. A reward for one choice, believing in Christ. A consequence for another choice, rejecting a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we must keep in mind as we begin the next passage is that God loves all of his creatures unconditionally, and he wants them all to be saved. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow about his promise of salvation, as some count slowness, that is, as some accuse him of, but instead the Lord is patient toward you unbelievers, not wishing for any of his creatures to perish, but for all of his creatures to come to repentance, a change of mind about the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who ends up in the lake of fire for all eternity, anyone who incurs the wrath of God, does so for one and only one reason, because they wanted to. Let me repeat that so that it's crystal clear to you. Anyone who ends up in the lake of fire for all eternity, anyone who incurs the wrath of God, does so for one and only one reason, because they want to. Because they rejected the free gift of salvation offered by the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the wrath of God? Wrath is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of his unconditional love. It is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of the person and the work of the Father's sin substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of the instructions for how to be saved, which are communicated in the gospel message. Let's remind ourselves of the passage we studied last week, and then move into the passage of study for today. First, last week's passage, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and against all unrighteousness of men, unbelievers, who suppress the truth of the gospel message in unrighteousness. Romans 1:19, because that which is known about God is evident within those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, unbelievers. For God made the knowledge of God evident to them. Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ's invisible attributes, his eternal power and his divinity, the established and irrevocable fact that he is God, have been clearly seen by all mankind, and keep on being manifested through what has been made in the entire created universe, so that all creatures, especially those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness as a lifestyle, are without excuse in the matter of knowing God. Romans 1:21, for even though those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, unbelievers, knew God, they did not honor him as God or give him thanks. But instead, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Romans 1:22, professing to be wise, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, unbelievers, became fools. Romans 1:23, and they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, in the form of birds, and in the form of four-footed animals, and in the form of crawling creatures. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 31, our next passage. In it, God responds to the rejection of his unconditional love, and all ye can say is ouch. Romans 1:24, therefore, God gave them over, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. What a mortifying fate for the unbeliever, who was a mere request away from being a son of the living God. God gave them over. The lusts of the heart, your evil desires, are much deeper than the lusts of the flesh. The lusts of the heart will continue into all eternity. Lust, a desire that is never satisfied. It's depravity. Sin is depravity. Sin is not okay with God, and you should never think so. The lusts of the flesh are sinful. The lusts of the heart are more sinful. And the Bible says that all of us are totally depraved from birth. We are not basically good people, as Satan's lie proclaims. We are corrupt, wicked, and perverted from birth. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. For they, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Satan, the enemy of God, is the author of perversion, depravity, sin, idolatry, and all the things that destroy the creature. When we engage in those things, there is a result. A fast and obvious downward spiral caused by this self-betrayal that we cover with our self-justification for so long that it turns into a regular program of self-deception. I'm the type of person who, you see, I'm the type of person who, which eventually becomes self-absorption, the total inability and the total unwillingness to see anything from another's point of view. When God gives us over, it's because we want to learn things the hard way rather than doing what he asks us to do, the easy way. Quite often, human beings prefer to learn the hard way. Let the lessons of Romans chapter 1, verse 24, and Romans chapter 1, verse 31, be your encouragement to learn things the easy way instead of the hard way. Romans chapter 1, verse 26, for this reason, the worship of creatures rather than the Creator, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. Unbelievers exchanged the light of belief in Christ for the darkness of unbelief. One example is the rejection of natural sexual instincts for those that are quite unnatural. Sex with the opposite sex within marriage is natural. Sex outside of marriage, sex with same-sex partners, sex with animals is quite unnatural according to Scripture. Remember the quote from Thomas Paine? He says, "A long habit of thinking that a certain thing is not wrong gives that thing the superficial appearance of being right." We all have free will, which means we can act independently from God. And when we do act independently from God, especially if we do it for a long enough time, we think our rebellion makes God change his viewpoint about what is natural. And what is natural is that which he sponsors, that which he provides. Our depravity does not change God's viewpoint. James chapter 1, verse 17, "Every good thing given, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from God the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." The Lord is immutable. He does not change. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, "The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." As pastors, we have to be able to separate the doer from the deed when we teach sensitive matters like this. And many pastors don't separate a person from his actions. And as a result, pastors send confusing biblical messages to people. Romans chapter 1, verse 27, "And in the same way, also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error." When God gives them over, what is the path of depravity that unregenerate man takes? Romans chapter 1, verses 28 to 32. "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." Please, don't mistake this as a sins list that sends you to hell. This is the lifestyle adopted by those who reject a relationship with God. This is their fruit. Barah Ministry song worship leader June Murphy reminds us of God's attitude toward his creatures. The song is, "He Remembers to Forget."
From heaven because of their sins. Salvation's door is open, whosoever can enter in. Christ died for the whole world, all you need is to believe. God wants none to perish. Your sins aren't a memory. He remembers to forget. He has never failed us yet. As far as the east is from the west, our sins are cast from us. And yes, he remembers, he remembers, he remembers to forget. And when stumbling into sinfulness, we need not hide, 'cause God keeps his promises, all that he has made. Restoration is provided, and we can boldly say, he remembers to forget. As far as the east is from the west, our sins are cast from us, and yes, he remembers, he remembers, he remembers to forget. Sins won't be mentioned at the judgment seat of Christ, nor at the white throne judgment, where he'll open the book of life. Deeds will be evaluated to see if they're done in the light. No good deed of the unsaved gets them to heaven. Our sins are cast from us, and yes, he remembers, he remembers, he remembers to forget. Believe in Christ, eternal life, salvation's up Christ's sleeve, then he'll
God gave them over. Those are haunting words when they apply to God as it relates to us, almost as haunting as the words, "the wrath of God is revealed from heaven," in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. But remember Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, has come to seek and save that which was lost. Your salvation is always a simple request away. Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes." John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to doubting Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through believing in me." John chapter 3, verse 36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life, but instead the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Believe in him and be saved." Well, this radio broadcast is an invitation for you to worship with us, either as part of our resident congregation, where you come in person to worship with us every week, or as a member of our non-resident congregation who worship with us through the magic of radio and the magic of the internet. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we also invite you to support us with your spiritual gift, which is to be used to build up others in the body of Christ. Are you using yours? And finally, we invite you to support us with your financial gifts. Everything provided by Barah Ministries is provided free of charge to the recipients, but it is not free of cost. So we hope that if you find this radio program to be valuable to your spiritual life, that you are motivated to contribute financial gifts that help to continue to provide biblical resources to others who can't afford them. And if you're looking for a spiritual home, we hope you'll consider Barah Ministries. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches face-to-face lessons twice a week. For more information, especially on meeting locations, go to the Barah Ministries website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. The God Cares for You radio broadcast can be heard every Sunday from 12 to 12:30 right here on KXDG 1280 on your AM radio dial.